Earth Day Texas 2015 will celebrate the environment with 1,200 exhibits, VIP speakers, and a concert. On the first Earth Day 45 years ago, Dallas celebrated with a service project, some speeches and T-shirts.
It was definitely not a mainstream thing at the time. It was a challenge to the economic establishment, who were very skeptical of environmentalists.
That's former Congressman John Bryant. He was a 23-year-old law student at SMU in 1970 and helped organize an Earth Day celebration there.
Growing up, I was in the outdoors a lot, and I was a Boy Scout, and I thought we should be protecting the environment. I hated to see the trees chopped down and the rivers polluted, and that was the growing feeling of my generation at that point.
And the feeling has grown so much that Earth Day Texas will be the biggest show in town this weekend. NASA will be there. So will more than 100 cutting-edge electric and hybrid cars. Trammell Crowe is the person behind the massive celebration. He says some corporations that might surprise people will have a presence there, too.
I know that it's controversial to have Encore or TXU at Earth Day, but they have green initiatives. They show them off. And when they go home, those few people who man that exhibit, it rubs off on them, I promise you.
Crowe hopes it will rub off on a lot of the people who attend, which is why there's something for everyone. Tree Climbers International, a speaker series on bat conservation, a forum on business and the environment.
And another reason to have it here is that we're all sinners in Dallas-Fort Worth. I mean, the learning curve is so high. Having this in San Francisco wouldn't have the same effect.
Which is why this Earth Day weekend, the biggest party in America, is in a city known for pickup trucks. But if Crowe, who drives a Tesla, has his way, not for long. Courtney Collins, KERA News.